Welcome to AARC Perspectives, where we offer unique viewpoints into the world of respiratory therapy. Today, we're joined by two special guests that recently represented the respiratory profession
at a HOSA event in Colorado.
Join us as we explore their firsthand experiences, the significance of their presence at HOSA, and the crucial role of promoting respiratory therapy to future leaders in healthcare.
So my name is Karsten Roberts. I am the Director of Clinical Education and an Assistant Teaching Professor at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia.
My name is Shauna Tracy. I am the Program Director at Pueblo Community College Respiratory Therapy Program.
You recently had an event working together with HOSA in Colorado. Could you tell us a little bit about the event, when it was held, how many people attended, and why you decided to work together with HOSA?
Sure. The event occurred February 19th, 20th, and 21st. It was held at the Denver Sheraton. We had approximately 1,700 high school kids from across the state of Colorado attend the event.
And what was the event schedule like?
So the event schedules for HOSA events usually this particular one was 3 days long. The schedule included time for students to go around the exhibition hall and see the different tables, the different colleges, and the different hospitals that were represented within it. I mean, I guess it feels like it's high school students, so it feels like it's not like a regular conference, but it is. It's just like it still has conference vibes, even though it's high school students. So there was plenty of time for them to go around the exhibition hall. They had breakout sessions and workshops where different speakers presented on a variety of topics related to healthcare. And then throughout the 3 days, students in different categories would do skills competitions and presentations based on what their interests were and based on what they had been working on with their respective schools. So my primary purpose for being in Denver for HOSA was kind of twofold. One was that Thomas Jefferson University, along with National Jewish Health in Denver, have started a respiratory therapy program to serve the Denver community. And so I was there to promote our program and to introduce students to respiratory care, because I would say 98% of the kids that I talked to had no idea even what respiratory therapy is. And so we were there to represent the profession and our university. And then secondly, along with Shauna and another AARC member, Justin Misuraka, we judged the respiratory therapy competition. And then since Terry Miller and the AARC had worked together with HOSA to get respiratory therapy into the competition this year, it was really important for us to represent the profession and represent the AARC and be a part of that. I think that we were all really excited to see respiratory therapy represented in HOSA, and from what we could tell, at least, it went really well.
Absolutely. It was great to see the students' excitement when they came to our tables and got to work with the mannequin, the intubation mannequin, and talking to them about respiratory therapy. We had a lot of interest.
And how many individuals or students participated in the competition?
So there was 10 students that participated in the competition. I think there was supposed to be 12, but a couple of them were not available. But there was 10 students that participated, and they get the criteria for the competition prior to. So they can actually practice their skills before they come to competition, so they know what they're doing. And then they come in, and we had student volunteers that acted like patients and kept time for us. And then the students came in one by one and actually did skills.
What type of materials did you need to prepare and get everything together?
So to prepare for the Colorado HOSA conference and event, I reached out to our Colorado state rep, and we met a few times and discussed how the skills judging an event would take place. We worked on getting equipment that is required for the skill. And then the biggest help of all was from Terry Miller. The AARC HOSA kit was really everything we needed to get ready for the HOSA event.
Why did you decide in the first place to take part in this event?
I want respiratory therapy to be at the forefront. I want people to know what we do matter and that it is an option for students to have a career as a respiratory therapist. So many of the high school students that came to my vendor table, and I'm sure as well as Karsten's table, they did not know what a respiratory therapist was. They said, well, what do you actually do? So I just took that opportunity and I enjoyed telling them about my career and how meaningful it has been to me, how much impact I have made in patient care and the lives of so many people. So that's why I did it, because I want people to know what a respiratory therapist is and how important we are.
Yeah, I've said from the beginning of my career and furthering my education that I'm not really doing this for myself, that I'm doing it for the respiratory care profession because I love it so much. I've had such a rewarding career as a respiratory therapist. Of course, there is the aspect of from a university standard and from a community college standard, our deans want us there to promote our programs. And I think that, you know, what the, you know, going back to talking about Summer Forum, you know, the NBRC and the AARC and the COARC have gotten together and collaborated on more RTs. And so I think that from that perspective, it is, we just need more respiratory therapists. We need to promote the profession. And if we're not out there doing the work of not only promoting our universities and filling the seats that we have available for these students to enter into, even if they're a high school junior, it's a good time to start thinking about what they're going to do in college. And it was also an opportunity to collaborate with some of the community colleges in Denver and in Colorado. So, you know, I got to meet Shauna for a second time. And, you know, we get to talk about how our programs can collaborate and get to know each other and what our goals are and how we can help each other.
What was the best part about working with HOSA and the students?
Just seeing their excitement when I would talk to them about what a respiratory therapist does and watching them play with the equipment that we brought to our table. They thought that the laryngoscopes were so awesome and the mannequin intubating them and the ventilator, they wanted to know how it works. And just the excitement of learning what we do, that was the biggest part for me.
I mean, I think that's the exact same experience for me, is seeing the students. I had at least two or three students that came back to my table multiple times. And then I saw them at the other respiratory therapy programs tables, because it wasn't, you know, it was us. It was Thomas Jefferson University. It was Pueblo Community College and Pima Medical Institute all had intubation mannequins at one point or other over the 3 days. So the students, just watching them, they were so enthusiastic about playing with the mannequins and attempting intubation that they would go to all three of our tables and try it again and again, and they would come back. And I think just the fact that they came back for more was, you know, it spoke to the fact that what respiratory therapists do is really exciting and it is extremely important. And it's probably something that they didn't think about before. And now they have something else to think about as they graduate from high school and go to college.
Absolutely. Another part that I really enjoyed was collaborating with Karsten. I would go over and visit him at his table and talk with him and the students that were at his table. He would come and talk at my table with the students that were there, and just having that collaboration. And it wasn't a competition of Thomas Jefferson and Pueblo Community College. It was together we worked to promote our profession and show what it's like to work in a team. I forgot to bring the gel that we use to intubate our mannequins with the endotracheal tube, and Karsten had extra. And Karsten, his endotracheal tube didn't have a stylet, so together we shared. And I think it showed the students that you can work with your colleagues together.
Yeah, we did it. It was fun. It was collaborating with Shauna. Like I said, our university is new to Colorado. We haven't had students there before, and I'm traveling from Philadelphia, right? So it's easy to forget that one thing, that one little detail. I forgot a stylet. And Shauna was like, "Oh, I've got one." She ran back to her table. So the collaboration with those of us that were there representing the AARC and the profession and our respective colleges collaborated and, yeah, showed that teamwork. And it was really fun to judge. And even through the judging, it was great to, because we had our student volunteers in the room with us for all 4 hours of the judging, and they got to see how we kind of thought through how we were scoring the other students. And we talked a lot about respiratory therapy as a whole during that time when the students were changing between, they'd do their presentation and then they'd leave. And there was like kind of some time between each student, and we talked a lot. And I think by the end of that 4 hours, we convinced the two student volunteers that respiratory therapy was a great option for a career just through the collaboration that they saw between Shauna and I and Justin. So it was between the three of us, I think we convinced at least two people that respiratory therapy is a great option for a career path.
Were there any challenges that you faced? I mean, besides, it sounds like some missing equipment here and there, but you worked together to make that happen and to make it get off without a hitch. But were there any other challenges that you faced that, you know, moving forward, next time you do a HOSA event, that you might do a little bit differently?
One of the things that I would like to see us as a profession reach out to the high schools, to reach out to the students before they come to the conference and help guide them in learning how to do those skills. At the end of each skill, when we judge the student, we asked the student, how did you prepare yourself to do this skill assessment? And all of them said that they watched it on YouTube. And I found that kind of hard because as a teacher, right, I love to teach and I want to make sure that my students are prepared. And I don't think they're getting that because respiratory therapy is so new with HOSA. So these the HOSA advisors at each high school, they're not sure how to educate the students on how to give a nebulizer or how to intubate a mannequin or how to do a flutter valve, an acapella or some type of airway clearance device. And so I think that's where we really need to be, is we need to reach out to the high school HOSA advisor and come into their classroom and educate them on the skills that we do in our profession. That way, when they come to the conference and I say, "How did you prepare for this?" they could give me a better answer than watching it on YouTube. So,
or the other option I think too that we talked about was that if they are going to watch it on YouTube, that maybe there are other folks around the country that we could collaborate with on getting our own skills videos made, that we can show them how to make or how to do these skills through the AARC or through our state societies and post them ourselves, so that we know that there's consistency across how they're learning it. It's not some random YouTube video. And I don't want to, you know, I think that there is some room for YouTube videos,
yeah,
but
it's true.
But not learning the entire skill that way, that you want them to be able to get their hands on those skills. And so, I think that at Summer Forum, the suggestion was made that perhaps we go to the high schools, like Shauna said a minute ago, that we go and we actually demonstrate these skills in high schools and let them get their hands on, so that once they do go to HOSA competitions, they are able to actually do them and say, oh, I've seen this equipment before, I know what it's for, and then demonstrate those skills.
Why is working with HOSA important for the future of respiratory therapy?
Working with HOSA is important for the future of respiratory therapy because we need more respiratory therapists, period. We need to fill the seats in the respiratory therapy programs that exist. And, you know, there's probably more seats to come as people develop new respiratory therapy programs. We need students, probably even as young as 6th and 7th grade, to know what respiratory therapy is, because it is not presented to them as an option. They all say that they want to be doctors or nurses. And it would be amazing to have one of these kids come to the table and say, I want to be a respiratory therapist. Because I don't necessarily think that the 10 students that we judged their skills and presentations was necessarily seeking to do respiratory therapy as a profession, but I think that we can change their minds, and hopefully their minds are changed through presenting and then having us reinforce those skills and behaviors by saying, hey, you did a great job. This was amazing. I think that you would be excellent at this job.
One part of the skills assessment that we did in the judging was the students had to come in and do a presentation with certain questions that were asked of them about the profession, about a disease pathology. And it was just really interesting to listen to the students' presentations and how much they educated themselves, how well they educated themselves about our profession. And out of all 10 presentations, they all stressed how important a respiratory therapist is. The need of our profession is in decline, right? We need therapists. And so it was really interesting to hear how they went out and researched about our profession.
I went back to my hotel room after the presentations, and I have a group of probably like 10 respiratory therapists that I'm in very close contact with across the country, our text thread. And I texted my group immediately and told them how heartwarming that was, like how exciting it was to see these students talking about respiratory therapy, even if they had no idea about the profession before, even to hear them talk about it and make the connection between those disease pathologies and how respiratory therapists contribute to the care of patients, because really that's what it's all about ultimately, is caring for patients and making that connection and seeing that kind of a light bulb moment go off all at once. And so I would say that that was probably the biggest takeaway, was just, wow, we can make a difference by participating in these events.
What advice would you give to the other state affiliates who'll be setting these types of events up in their own state?
Definitely hop onto the AARC, grab that HOSA toolkit, because it is very well prepared and it will prepare you so that you have everything. That's the number one thing I would do. And number two, I would reach out to whoever is the state representative for HOSA, meet with them, talk with them, and then reach out to respiratory therapists in your state that you know, and collaboratively work together to show the importance of our profession.
Yeah, Shauna did a really excellent job of preparing with Lee, who's the HOSA leader in Colorado, to make sure that they had all of the correct equipment, that they had nebulizers available, that they had the saline bullets available to demonstrate the skill of handheld nebulizers, to get a compressor because we can't get oxygen tanks. So to even to have a compressor in the room so to do the handheld nebulizers was part of it. So I think that collaboration of we're the experts, and Lee kept saying that at the event, you guys are the experts. You're the ones that know what you're doing. So you tell me what to do. And if you can have that kind of collaborative relationship with the HOSA leadership within your state, and then, like Shauna said, work with the other RTs in the state that are interested in participating. And then I think once you get to the event, just knowing that the student, I think the one thing that I didn't know was that the students were supposed to come prepared. The students get the rubric before they even come, so they know what they're supposed to do. So if a student comes in and starts their skill and it's clear that they didn't prepare for it, then you can score them accordingly, because it's obvious the students that were really well prepared and actually put some forethought into it were really obvious. And then it's exciting because then you get to the students that win the competition get to go on to the international conference and participate again. So then I think that even further drives home the point that respiratory therapy is such a important part of the interprofessional team that we collaborate with every day.
Do you guys have anything else that you would like to say about your participation or just anything in general about what you'd like people to know?
Thanks, Shauna. That's my.
Thanks, Kristen.
That collaboration was such a key piece to it. And, you know, being able to work together with other respiratory therapists is, especially for those of us that are in academia now, we're not necessarily at the bedside every single day of our careers at this point, but, you know, it was a fun aspect of it and an important aspect of it to work together and have fun and do something that's, you know, volunteering probably outside of the scope of what we typically would do.
Yeah, definitely. It was, a venture that I took as a volunteer basis, just to, like Karsten said, to promote our college, but also to promote our profession. So, and thank you, Karsten. It was a great fun day, 3 days of collaboration working with you.
And, yeah.
When I did my breakout session, I didn't expect to have Karsten there. And so I just walked up to him and I said, you know, Karsten, I'm doing my breakout session. I would love to have you in the room with me so that we can talk to these high school students and let them know what we do. And I was so happy that he came in and he helped me to present our profession to the youth and let them know what we do. And so if I skipped a beat, he was there. And if he skipped a beat, I was there. And we just really worked together to promote respiratory care.
This has been such a great conversation. We really appreciate all of your efforts with HOSA and promoting the profession. And I think that's it for today.
To find out more about how you can get involved, visit AARC's website, where you can find HOSA under the Events and Programs tab.